You're listening to The World According to George. This uninspired, puffy Midwestern man is looking for something more as he moves through life in his 30s.
And welcome back to The World According to George. I'm your host, George Thomas, and this episode of WAG is being broadcast from WAG Studios in Fulton Market, which is downtown Chicago. My guest today is Nick G. Nick, welcome to the show. Glad you're here, and you're helping me out today. We just kind of, we don't know each other well. We just kind of met because I see you in the mornings if I'm running to get coffee or an iced tea, and you're right there helping me.
I sure am. And thank you for having me. I'm so pumped to have very interesting conversations with you today.
Yeah.
And hopefully to get to know you more than just like you being a regular at the coffee shop.
Am I a regular there?
I would say so, yes.
I am. I see. Well, no, we have a nice, and that's just a few blocks away or maybe two blocks away from here. See, everything I have is right. My bank is right here. You guys are right there. My apartment, my office, it's all in one, like, I don't know, 1,000 feet.
I think that's just like the purpose of downtown Chicago is proximity.
Yeah.
That's key to success and the appeal of wanting to live in
this. And you live in this neighborhood too.
I do. I did just move down here recently. I just graduated and finished my undergrad at U of I in Champaign.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, you're a smart cookie. That's a good school.
It is.
Champaign-Urbana?
Yes.
I've been to that campus before.
Did you enjoy it? Did you have a good time?
Yes. Very nice. Very flat.
It is very,
very
flat.
Very, a lot of crop, like science history there.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I remember, this is a long time ago, it was probably 2012. I remember I did a visit there when I was at IU. I went to Indiana University, which is a similar state school to you, kind of a, I don't know, kind of a sister school or not. You know, it's just...
It's sisterly.
Yeah. And I remember what was really cool, I thought, first of all, your student union is really cool, as is ours. And then your library had a lot of symbolism because it was underground.
Oh, yeah, that's the UGL, the undergraduate library.
Okay, which is where you would have been.
Yes, not.
But it's underground because why? I know why. Do you know why? It's underground so it doesn't create a shadow for crops because there's a crop right there.
Yes, that's the Moro plot land.
Okay, so it's very symbolic, like the crop is king.
Yes, you can't go in there.
Which I thought was really cool. You can't go in the crop area.
No.
Okay.
They like, I don't know. I've seen people go in there, but they make it like a whole big thing. Like,
yeah.
Freshman year, they're like, don't go in there, you'll get expelled or whatever. But
yeah,
I feel like that's just a whole bunch of like bluff, just something to scare people off.
But don't you think it's cool the library's underground? I remember seeing it, right? It's pretty deep.
I mean,
no?
it's cool.
You don't seem impressed by it.
If you actually went there, no shade. Just kidding.
Yes.
There's actually so many different libraries that are dedicated to the different specific schools within the university.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the College of Aces, which is the agricultural college, mm-hmm. which is connected to the croplands, the crop sciences, and the...
Wait, you said you were in ag school?
Yes.
Okay.
I was an animal science major. I was concentrated on pre-vet, but we had an ACES library that was dedicated to us, and that library was actually literally like a block over from the undergraduate library, so I was never really utilizing that one. But however, I would say the most popular library on campus would be the Granger Engineering Library, because that one was open until like 3 a.m. And
Granger, how do you spell that? G-R-A-I?
N-G-E-R.
Is that the family that owns that company?
Maybe. It probably.
Like the supply? I bet it is.
Yeah.
There's like the farm supply company. Yeah.
Basically, like every building on that campus is named after the family who bought it.
Yeah, which is not bought it, but supported.
Oh, yeah. Not bought
boosters.
It.
Boosters.
Yeah. Well, I actually, funny
you
thing
You don't agree
is,
with that, maybe?
I don't know. I actually knew, I had a friend whose family actually funded one of the new dorm buildings.
Oh, so you're part of, yeah.
Yeah, so I kind of just like, that's where I realized, I'm like, oh, these are just not random names for buildings, they're people's like legacy.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of times, like our library was named after Herman B. Wells, and he wasn't a donor. He was our like most successful kind of iconic president we ever had. Longest serving. And so you can't, not everything is named after a donor, but a lot of things, especially things I would say like when you get to athletics, that's probably all just donor names.
Yeah.
But sometimes maybe if there's an amazing coach, it could be named after them. But I don't know if I disagree with it. These schools need that to raise. I mean,
they do. Yes. Yeah.
Although, and IU, I bet you guys have a bigger endowment than we do. I am looking at these rankings. This is what I figured. Mm-hmm. U of I is much more highly ranked in terms of like their national. They're like the 12th, ranked 12th in public universities and 35th in national universities. And then IU is like 73rd in national universities and 34th in public universities. So...
It's not a competition.
No. Yes, it is. Life is a competition. So you went there for... So what were you going to do with your degree? You're a young guy. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay, you're really young. So you just finished, maybe.
Yes.
You're younger than my little brother. He's 23.
I'm actually turning 23 soon. Literally like next Friday, actually.
Oh, nice.
I'm just holding on to the last 22.
Yeah.
As I
After you're 23, you're not so young. You know, that's a big dividing line, I feel like.
The 23rd year is actually a more crucial year than most people know. So when you turn 23 in astrology terms, that is actually you entering your 12th house perfection year.
Oh, boy.
And there are 12 houses in astrology, and the 12th is the last house. So that year really focuses on endings, self-realization, and just like you finally being in tune with yourself and your body. And it is going to be a painful and traumatic process. But
what?
When you come out of that, you're going to be the most authentic version of yourself after.
So 23 is going to be a tough year?
It is. It already has been since it is like the year of 2024. I've definitely been going through more self-realization.
Why is 2024 a difficult year though? Is that for everybody?
No, not for everybody. Oh, okay. Just specifically because I am entering my now 12th house perfection year. Okay. So
Don't really know. So I don't have any perfection years left.
Yes, you do. So it is a continuous cycle. It will start over. So next year when I'm turning 24, I will
be really old then.
Yes, I'll be pushing 30. I'll be entering my first house perfection year. And the first house really focuses on centralizing it around yourself. The first house is all about you. So it's all about uplifting your values and just expressing yourself to the rest of the world versus in this 12th house year. For me, I'm going to be a little bit more on the isolated side and kind of not really involved with the people around me on a like intimate level.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to be focusing on yourself more.
Yes.
Focusing on you.
Yes. And I have, it's been a struggle because I love my friends, but it's as I become more of an adult, I've realized like, wow, these friendships are hard to maintain because all of our lives we're like all on different paths at the moment.
But you're not like putting like self-imposed like limits on like or ending friendships just because of your season of life.
No.
You're just seeing things change as they come.
Yeah. This is just all happening fluidly.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. What does your necklace mean? That's probably something about this.
Yeah. So that's I don't know if it's...
That's an eye.
Yes.
I can't see it though.
Oh. There you go.
Okay.
It's an evil eye.
Yeah.
So,
right. I've seen that symbol before.
Yes. It's meant to...
It's looking right at me.
Yes. That's the... whole point of it. It's supposed to...
I've got three evil eyes looking at me.
My eyes are evil?
No, they're not. You have soft eyes, Nick. Very soft.
Okay.
There you go.
I am a Scorpio rising, so...
Meaning I'm not intimidated, but you seem very maybe open or you seem very nice.
Yes.
So you give off those vibes. That's why probably why you're good at your job, because people are very comfortable talking to you.
Yeah.
And that's why there's lavender in my drink right now.
Of course.
Too much lavender.
Too much lavender.
How much is in this? I have a medium like iced tea lemonade. And then, so this is how we started talking, because I obviously see you at the coffee shop. And you told me that, well, why don't you add lavender to it? I don't know when this was, a couple weeks ago. And the first one you gave me had like, I think, two hits.
Yes.
Two or three.
Yeah.
Too much.
It was a little too much for you. I didn't know.
I want subtle, very subtle sugar.
Yeah.
And so this, to me, does not have one hit.
It does.
That's only one?
Yeah.
That's still too much.
Wow.
What are they? They're scoops. They're not pumps.
Yeah. It's not liquid.
It's not liquid.
Yeah.
So when I say I want to add lavender, it's really I want to add lavender powder.
Yes.
Mm. Is there a lot of chemicals in it?
No, it's actually made pretty...
It's pretty natural?
Yeah, pretty natural. I would say that.
It's funny how the color...
Yeah, so that's why...
It changes color, though. If it's one hit, that's how it looks. And then if it's multiple, it's more pinky.
It'll definitely get way more pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How popular is that?
Do
people even know you sell lavender?
Yes, probably because
people are
of
too geeked out on this shit. I swear to God,
I love lavender so
frivolous
much.
Frivolous nonsense, Nick. But okay,
why? I literally want to make my own like lavender concoctions so I can just enjoy it for myself at home and for other people who enjoy lavender. I don't know. I really love herbs and stuff like that. I used to. Back in the pandemic, I got into like herbology and was making like a whole bunch of like remedies for my hair, just like for natural hair products, just of what I saw off of TikTok. So it wasn't like my own recipes, but it was nice just feeling like a witch, just like brewing things in a cauldron with herbs.
I see. So you kind of like... You get excited about all the different combinations.
I do.
So this job is really, it's because I was going to ask you about that. Like, you know, does that could ever get annoying? Or there's so many different things people could ask for. Do you have everything memorized? You use notes.
I have everything memorized at this point. I've been at this job for 3.5 years. So okay.
At that same store?
No. So I actually started... working at a coffee shop in my sophomore year of college down in Champaign.
What is that? 3 hours south?
Yeah.
Three hours
south from here.
Right. Okay.
And it was definitely a different vibe than being in the city. I feel as if I was, I had a little more comfortability in Champaign because I was surrounded by so many other college students.
Yeah.
So it felt as if there was more of a community and I really felt like I had more of an impact on other people's like day-to-day things since there was nothing else to do in Champaign but go to coffee shops. Especially if you're a college student, there's like, that's the best place to study. If you're someone who can just put headphones on and feel comfortable being in an environment where there's chaos happening outside of your little study bubble.
Yeah.
Which I like. I don't know. It was definitely way more busy fast-paced in Champaign.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Because there's nothing to do over there but go to coffee shops.
But the store you're in now stays busy.
Yeah, it's definitely still busy, but it's nothing.
It's transient. People don't hang out there all day. That would get so annoying to me, people in the store all day.
Honestly, I don't mind it because it makes me feel as if like we're not alone in the store. So yeah. I find it comforting when there's just people lounging around or doing their work. Like I've noticed there's so many people that like work from home nowadays. So
yeah,
they'll just sit in the coffee shop and work from there. And that's so, I think it's cool. I think it's a vibe, definitely.
Are people there, like, is there a limit that they can be in there?
No.
There's no limit.
As long as you're...
But there's no, like, chargers, like, for your computer.
No, there's outlets, but there's outlets. No chargers.
Oh, I meant outlets.
Yeah, there are.
There are? So yeah. You could just plop yourself down.
Yeah.
But there are probably not that many places.
No, there's probably, like, 2 outlets.
Oh, yeah. See, that's intentional.
Yeah.
So people don't stay all day.
Mm-hmm.
And your store recently was like refreshed, wasn't it?
What'd
they do to it? Didn't they tile the back wall?
We got new floors, okay. New cabinets.
Yeah.
Stuff of that nature. Yeah, but I don't know about a whole little reconstruction thing. There's a lot of issues at my store, but just like maintenance wise, because of the building is so old.
Okay. Yeah.
But we actually do a great job of staying on top of
you guys
of
maintain everything.
Yes. But like, yeah, we have our technicians come in and fix stuff on the daily.
Yeah. Internal?
I believe so. Yeah. They're
internal to the company.
Yeah.
Hmm. So you've been there 3 years, but you're just a regular employee.
I am.
So you're not a manager.
No.
But you would want to be a manager?
Yeah.
You would.
I definitely would be interested in being in a management position because I feel that I've been in the customer service industry since I was 15 years old. So
yeah.
I kind of know, I've lived it. This has been like my whole life so far.
Yeah.
So I feel like that I have a great ability of knowing how to manage all different types of people because I've worked with every single type of person.
You're talking about the restaurant industry.
Yes.
Right.
My first job was actually at a brewery in Beverly, Chicago called Horse Thief
Hollow. Is that where you grew up?
Yes. I grew up Evergreen Park, Beverly area.
Is that south?
Yes, South Side, okay. Western, yeah, on Western.
Got it. I know. I do know that street.
Yeah, the big street.
So you're a Chicago native,
yes,
basically.
I am.
And you stayed in Illinois because you went to school here too.
I did. I didn't want to pay those out of state tuition prices.
Yeah. Did you pay for your own college?
I did.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
So you have student loans.
I do.
Okay.
Many.
Yeah.
But it's okay. That's what.
But it would
life
probably,
is right
IU
now.
Was so cost effective to go to. Mm-hmm. I know. So I don't know. I'm sure it's not as cheap as, or it's, U of I isn't as cheap as IU, I would guess. But I don't know. Maybe by law they have to be. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
Nice campus, though.
Very nice campus. I loved.
That whole town.
Student loans aside, I really loved my college experience. It gave me.
That's good.
Everything I needed to, yeah, just have a college experience. I feel like I hit all the boxes of what I thought college was going to be. And it was really nothing about the school, actually, for me.
Yeah.
Like, my education, especially the pandemic happened during my freshman year. So
That didn't put a monkey wrench in everything?
No.
That really affected my brother's college career.
I know. It affected
negatively.
So many people around me. So, funny story, freshman year of college, my roommate, actually, I'm convinced that I led him to deferring from school for selfish reasons. I wanted a single bedroom to myself. But he was already on the brink of, like, not wanting to be at school anymore. Flashback, I had a random roommate because I went into wanting to go to school not like on a complete fresh start, you know. I didn't want to have any connections from high school, and I just wanted to be...
You wanted to be on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that...
I've heard that other people say that.
Turned out not to be a great start for me because when I was 18, I was not as... I was scared. Like, I wasn't as confident as I was.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You seem confident these days.
Yes.
After throwing lavender in people's freaking drinks.
As I should.
Lavender name tags.
Yes.
God knows what you're going to
suggest. Going to lavender the world.
Oh, boy. Yeah, your name tag's in lavender.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You picked that?
I did not. My boss actually did.
Why would she pick your name tag color?
She made everyone lavender name tags.
Why was there a flower sticker on my drink yesterday? What the hell is that?
That's...
Was that you because we know each other, or is that corporate policy?
No, that's actually a unique little...
It's for spring, isn't it?
No, we tried to...
Do you have stickers in your freaking backpack?
I don't.
Do you even have a backpack?
I do. I left it in my car, though.
Okay.
Actually, I do have stickers, but not for the reason
that
you think.
But that would violate... You can't show favoritism to someone. So I feel like that was
not really favoritism. It's
but I feel like everybody's drink yesterday maybe got a flower sticker.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do that to uplift our customers and make sure that they're
keep talking
having a positive experience dining in at our location and that's yeah.
And it's, guess what? It's lavender color again.
Yes.
What's the lavender daisy?
I'm haunting
it's
you.
It's not a real frickin' flower.
It's okay. It's AI.
So that's not a certain time of the year, spring promotion.
No.
That's just a random idea.
Yeah.
That your store came up with.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I might report you.
Okay.
No,
it's just positive affirmations. Mm-hmm. What are you saying that flowers don't make you happy?
No, they do. I just wondered. I looked
what
at
what makes
thought,
you happy.
What makes me happy?
Mm-hmm.
A really great hotel service.
Okay, I can't get a sticker for that, so I'm not
I
sure.
I think great service. That's why you're sitting here, because I really appreciate great service, and I think we've lost great service in this country in
I
many
agree.
Respects. When I was a kid, and I'd go to the fancy hotel with my parents, it was an amazing experience. You do that same thing today, 20 years later, and you're not going to experience the same thing. And by the way, the customers that are around you at that restaurant or hotel or wherever you are going to be wearing a hoodie and jeans or cutoffs or sneakers. They're not going to be dressed the way they were along. Mm-hmm. Everyone, this whole country we have a crew of casual going on everywhere.
Yeah.
And in your environment, people can wear whatever they want, but you know, you coming up with that idea, I think, what do you call customers, guests or customers? What's the name?
What do we call them?
Well, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So you come up with that idea for me, you know, is kind of creative. Obviously, you know, I order the same thing every time I see you, and there is a connection there and there's service in there, and you know, you're friendly and you perk up when someone's at the counter ordering, and that's what it's all about. I don't, mm-hmm. you know, I've never really worked in your industry. Maybe I did when I was in high school a little bit, but not the experience you have. And you know it when you feel it. It's a feeling, great customer service. You know, it's just there. You have it or you don't. And that's why so many places you go on, and like you go, like I go to Chipotle. You know, mm-hmm. I was there, I think, yesterday or 2 days ago.
Were they nice to you?
The guy looks like he wants to kill himself. The person that's making the food. I'm like, this sucks. And it's gonna make my food taste worse. Even if the food's fine, I'm not having a great time.
Yeah.
Like, just perk up. I don't know. Like, you're in the front of the line. I know you're doing the same thing over and over again. I know your job is hard and it sucks. I can relate, but that's not service. And that's why it's so hard for these big companies to have the great training and to have everyone on the same page. And your job especially, I don't understand how you guys have all these different combinations across all your different stores, and everyone can seem to, like, they've all been trained enough to know how to do it. It's insane. You're unlike any other, you know, big company out there that does a mass production of anything, because yours is so customizable and it's on a huge scale. So I always am amazed by that. And I don't order complicated stuff.
You don't. No. And I honestly, since I've experienced so many different kind of customizable drinks, definitely the drinks were wilder in Champagne, I will say.
Right, because they were college kids.
Yeah, and also it was a more rural community over there.
But
so,
what does that do to the drinks? Why would that make it crazier if it's more rural?
With rural and college students, that's like an influx of iced drinks. And your iced beverages can definitely be more customizable.
They can be.
I've definitely made more than a handful of drinks that included every single syrup that we offer.
That's messed up.
Every single topping. And
oh my gosh,
they customize it in a different size cup.
How sweet is that?
I don't know, I've never tried it,
but of course, if you do every syrup, it's going to be crazy sweet.
Yeah,
people are nuts.
I mean,
diabetes in a cup,
yeah. And I definitely feel
I can't
like
handle one hit of that, I can't imagine 100.
I hope everyone has dental insurance
because there's just sugar they're drinking.
Yeah, I want to. We should.
Do you see people like what's an order you see someone that comes in every day and you're like, oh my God, he's drinking a cupcake, like, or she?
Literally anything frozen. I will say that's a lot of sugar, and anything that involves like cold foam.
Cold foam's really sugary.
Yes. Yeah. Can't remember the last time I've drank cold foam.
Yeah, what is your drink?
I drink black tea lemonades. That's how.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, don't you remember when we first met?
I have a terrible memory.
That's why I put you on to let
When did we first meet?
I don't know the exact day, but I remember exactly you were ordering a black tea lemonade.
That's a better memory than I do.
And that's because you're a Pisces. Again, you. Pisces,
right, let's get back into that. What do you mean?
So Pisces are probably the most delusional out of the zodiacs. They in delusional in the way that
I'm a dreamer.
Yes, you're a dreamer.
Uh-huh.
Your reality is
I'm emotional.
You are emotional.
Yeah. You didn't think I knew that stuff.
Oh. I didn't. No, actually I didn't.
I have main character energy, or I want it.
Pisces believe that they do have main character energy. They don't believe that they do. They act as they have the main character energy. Yeah.
That's why I want to have a famous podcast.
Yeah.
Because I want.
As you should.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be.
So that's my earth sign?
No. So
I'm confused. What does earth sign mean versus star sign? What I don't understand.
You are so confused.
You know why? Because this stuff doesn't mean anything to me. I never think about it.
It should mean stuff to you.
It's fairy dust.
It's we're fake. All made out of fairy dust.
Okay. I do relate to Tinkerbell. I think I'm kind of like Tinkerbell sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm well, not that, kidding when that, I say that.
That can relate to your.
Because I wave my wand and I make things better. And I make things aesthetic looking. And I, you know, tie things in
together. That's why I believe you have earth sign Plan energy. Things. And the only way that we could dive deeper into that is if you had access to your birth chart, your natal birth chart. And
how would I find that?
So you only need a couple things, actually. You need your exact birth time, and that's only to find out what your rising sign is. Let me break down the birth chart for you, actually.
Okay.
So
do you think people want to know this?
Probably. I'm not sure. I like to enlighten others on this because I do believe after I get, like, I
have. Is that a star earring you've got on?
Yes, this is
symbolize the galaxies.
No, it's an emerald. It symbolizes emerald because I'm a Taurus, and my birth, my gemstone is an emerald. And on this side, I have opals, which represents
two opal earrings.
The Scorpio rising that I do have.
Oh. What about that spider coming off your hat?
That's actually a black cat.
Okay.
And that symbolizes my black cat that I have at home.
So everything you're wearing, oh, just your black cat at your home. Okay. Yeah. There's no other meaning there.
Yeah, it's for him, so he's with me.
Okay. But that's not really, the rest of it's kind of star sign, like the evil eye, everything in the opals and the emeralds and the...
It's my personal style.
Okay.
I would say.
It doesn't all relate to earth sign.
No, not everything I do. I'm not like a walking just... astrologer.
Okay.
But I
don't know. I'm getting a vibe here.
I mean, I could have minored in astronomy, actually. I took some high-level astronomy classes because there is a clear difference between astronomy and astrology.
I'm going to try to find what time I was born. I think I have it.
Yes.
Someone else asked me this not that long ago.
Yeah.
If I told you, would you know what to do with it?
I would. I would use a website called Cafe Astrology.
Okay, you want to know what time of the day I was born?
Yes, let me pull it up.
I was born at around 1:20 p.m.
Is it around? I need the exact.
Well, I don't have... 1:20 p.m. Use that, okay? It's 34 years ago, you fucker.
It might not be...
Use 1:20.
Okay.
That's all I have. I've got it almost the exact time. March 19th.
What are your pronouns?
He, him.
Okay.
His. Why?
The app asks. Oh. So you said March 20th?
March 19th.
March
19th. 1990. 1990. You astrologer bastard.
Sorry. And you said 1:20 p.m.
That's right.
Okay.
I was a perfect baby. Bouncing baby.
Okay. And where? And what city were you born in?
Mishawaka, Indiana.
How do you spell that?
M-I-S-H-A-K-A. Mishawaka!
Nice.
I think it's Princess Mishawaka, because I think she was native, Indian of the area. So we honor her.
That's nice.
Because it's called the Princess City. I'm pretty sure I'm right about that.
Do you relate to being a princess?
No, but I relate to being Tinkerbell. Is that she? That's not a prince. No, I don't relate to being a princess.
She's
Why?
Kind of like the princess of the fairies.
I think I have a magic wand and I glisten, and anything that needs to be fixed, I point my wand and we fix it and we make it better and we make it look pretty too.
I'm so sorry. How do you spell the city again?
M-I-S-H-A-K-A.
Okay.
Can we type it in?
I don't know.
You only went to U of I like 2 seconds ago for 4 years, but okay.
I did not. I cannot remember taking any English classes. I'll be real.
Isn't that a requirement? Okay. Just do the thing. I don't care.
Speaking. Yeah, maybe you type it in because it's not popping up.
Enter the city name only. Choose the correct city from the drop-down list.
You have to choose it. It'll pop up. But I don't believe it. I don't think it believes
you. It just says Mishawaka, Colorado.
Yeah. But you said Mishawaka, Indiana. Maybe it's too niche.
It shouldn't be. It's not that small a city.
I don't know. I've never
What if we did something really close to there?
Yeah. That should be fine.
Okay. Let's do... Boy, nothing comes up. Okay. Hold on. Sorry.
Were you born in the cornfields?
What is, when you say that, what does that mean? So just use that. Use South Bend.
Okay.
That's technically it, too. That's also accurate.
Nice. I mean,
prefer to say Mishawaka because I think that's the best city in the area that I grew up in. They're doing the best.
See?
They manage well.
You do have an earth moon.
And I have an earth moon?
Right. I was right. You have a Capricorn moon.
Okay.
And that's actually one of the hardest moon signs to carry as an individual. Capricorn moons tend to...
So I'm a Pisces, but I have a Capricorn moon.
Yes. You're a Pisces sun.
Pisces sun, okay.
And a Capricorn moon. Okay, let me talk about your big three. So yes. Your sun sign is how the world perceives your personality. That's how, like, people that don't know you, if they just saw you in an environment where you're, like, showcasing your personality, they could tell that you're a Pisces, probably. And then your moon sign is more internal. It's more about your...
I've got a moon internal, in me.
Yes, your internal emotions, and that's in Capricorn, and that is so scary. Do you what? Feel as if you can be kind of... There's a switch for your emotions. Do you believe that? Like, you can turn them off and on.
No. I feel like I'm always in emotion. Okay. And I've said this before to other people about work.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen other people in business who can compartmentalize things.
Yeah.
Not even in business, in their whole life. They have things in compartments, compartment. I don't know why I always describe myself this way, but in my mind... I can't compartmentalize, and let's say we've got work going on and it's stressful. I just see myself in life with one big funnel. I'm making a funnel with my hands,
mm-hmm.
and it just in my brain everything just flows into one, and whatever emotion I'm feeling is that's going to be in there, whether it's related to that topic or not. And so it'd be better, I think, in business to be able to compartmentalize everything and not react emotionally, because sometimes you might be right and your emotions are valid, but it doesn't make sense to create the hassle, and you just want to get the job done. So let's all just not be so emotional.
Well, I'm here to tell you, based on your birth chart, you actually do have that ability to
compartmentalize.
Yeah. Your emotions.
So and I could separate things.
You can. And
I don't think I'm like unhinged. And I think I usually see...
Pisces are unhinged though.
Okay. Well, I think I see the value in getting something done and not getting upset and not letting my pride get in the way. I think I want to work with people. I don't want to fight. I don't enjoy confrontation. I don't enjoy any kind of drama at all. It really upsets me. But you're saying I'm unhinged though. What does that mean?
Well... Based off of the time, so your birth time, which could be accurate.
It is accurate.
Okay.
How are we going to get a better one? My mother said it was 120.
Okay. If she's confident.
She's alive, Nick.
Yes.
Not that you care.
She's confident that it was 120 and not 122 p.m.
Would my birth certificate tell me?
I don't believe it.
You stay there. Keep talking.
You just carry your birth certificate
it's
with
in my
you.
Office.
But based off of this, you are a Cancer rising. And so that would mean that in your big three, you are dominated by two water signs and one earth sign. And that's...
And one bullshit sign, because this doesn't mean anything, but no, I'm just kidding.
Yes, it does.
Record of birth, birthplace of mother, New Jersey.
That's
my mom was born in New Jersey.
Are you part Staten Island?
Dude, I didn't know that. I love Jersey. Fuck.
I can kind of see that for you. Are you Italian?
Lebanese.
Nice.
What? Birthplace New Jersey? This is a huge moment in the
Wait,
show.
Wait, so you were born in New Jersey?
No, my mom was.
I was about to say, I'm like, what's happening?
But I love Jersey. I love The Sopranos. I love all the towns. I love Jersey City, New Jersey, and Newark.
See how everything's connected?
Here
and
you go.
Astrology
Don't
brought,
hurt
brought
that.
This.
That's my birth certificate. That's that's valid.
Okay.
Here's my social security card.
I don't want to see that. So it doesn't actually have your birth time on here.
Okay,
and
give that back.
Neither does mine.
All right.
I wasn't like psychoanalyzing your birth certificate, I promise.
No, I don't care. There's nothing on here that's...
It just proves that you were born. It's certified. You have a certified birth.
So boil it down for the audience. So you're saying a lot of different things. What makes me tick at the end of the day? What's the bottom line? What's the three things that make me who I am?
Yeah. So you are a Pisces sun,
right.
Cancer rising,
okay.
and Capricorn moon.
So what does all that mean, though?
That means that you...
Just, you know, in a few sentences.
...are... A very emotion-driven individual who has a Strive for your biggest motivator in life is success and monetary gain.
Now we're cooking here.
And I
know. How do you know that about me?
Your moon is in Capricorn.
Because you saw my building or something, or what did you see in here? Do you think I'm materialistic?
I didn't see anything on.
That's an expensive lamp. That lamp's like $750.
On a physical level, I didn't get anything like
you
that.
You just said monetarily. That's my goal.
Yes, because Capricorns
I do care about that.
Strive for. They will put money before. They will put Capricorns will put money and their career before everything. And I know that from firsthand experience because my ex. Because
you're a scumbag just Capricorn. Like me. Oh, your ex was a Capricorn. Mm-hmm.
And a broke Capricorn.
What was wrong with
that.
Them?
So actually, the opposite of you, they didn't have water signs really.
Okay.
So they.
They didn't have water in their basement.
Yeah, exactly. They're not in touch with their emotions. They didn't know how to express being emotional. They were very cold and would shut down in any instance of an emotional imbalance, I'll say. So that was kind of tiring for me to.
How long were you together?
I don't like to say this, but 9 months.
Oh, not that long.
It was long
that's
for me.
That's a long time.
But
it's funny, 9 months is also how long it takes to cook a kid.
Yeah.
So is that symbolic in the galaxies?
It was. It was like, that was kind of the ending point. I was like.
Who broke up with who?
I broke up with him.
Okay.
And because I realized, I'm like, I don't see myself wanting to live with this individual.
Right.
So why would I?
And then you got out your Ouija board, and you moved, and the
not eight, the Ouija board, the tarot cards.
Oh, tarot cards. I'm sorry.
Yes.
The eight ball. You said you shook that eight ball up. You said, "Am I going to be
pendulum
with this dude?" And then it said, "Fuck off, Nick. I'm busy." And then you said, "No. Am I going to be with him?" And then it said, "No, you're not." And then you left.
Yes, that's exactly
tarot cards. I've been hearing that about that now. The second time this week.
Yeah.
I was talking to some people last night, my dopey sister and her friends, and two of them have like tarot card tattoos or something.
Mm-hmm.
God, the world is full of crazies, huh?
Full of personality.
Mm-hmm. Are you a witch?
I could be. I growing up.
What is a Wiccan?
A Wiccan? I'm not too.
Like wicker furniture? No, I don't know what that
not
is.
Not too immersed.
Did you get here on a broomstick?
I'm trying to think. Did I? Maybe in metaphorical terms.
Okay. Have you seen The Wizard of Oz?
I have.
You like Judy Garland?
I do. I love Judy Garland.
God rest her soul. Okay. It's true. Sometimes I envision myself on a stage and I've just saved someone or something. And everyone's crying for me or something, or I'm upset, but I don't want to be upset in front of other people because I think that's very self-serving.
Such
but
a
I'm feeling
Capricorn
it's
moon
very,
aspect.
Very emotional things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always visualizing myself like walking down a street
mm-hmm.
and it's just me on that street.
There's definitely a huge meaning behind that. So Pisces actually rules since... Going back to you saying that you're a dreamer, yes, Pisces.
I'm a dreamer.
Pisces definitely experience the most vivid dreams and visions.
Right.
And
yes.
That's very common.
But that's
for
not reality.
It.
So I don't like this physical world.
You have to, you don't. Your body is actually trying to reject the physical world
yes.
so you can create your own.
I'm rejecting you right now.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's fine.
What is that butterfly on your arm?
It's a moth.
Okay. It's got a skull in the
it
moth.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually my first tattoo.
Don't get any more tattoos. What are you
not?
Doing? I don't see anyone but that one, but I have a sneaky suspicion.
Why? Are you not a fan of tattoos?
I don't have any tattoos myself, and I will never get one, so no, I'm not a fan.
Can I ask why? What is
I don't
your...
know. I like purity. maybe. And
so I'm impure.
You're impure. You're a devil.
I'm a devil.
No, you're not. A lot of my siblings have them, but I don't know. It just wasn't my. I'm pretty vanilla. Like mm-hmm. we were talking about on our walk here this morning, talking about this neighborhood, and you know, you were saying how it's not as trendy, but I know what you mean when you say that. You mean
it's not trendy.
Maybe it's more whitewashed, or it's like commercial now. Or
I think it's definitely
it's becoming more vanilla mainstream.
Yeah,
but see, that's I like that's yeah. me.
It's definitely more mainstream.
Yeah,
but
you're trying to be more alternative.
Alternative, unique sense of self-expression. I just believe that West Loop Fulton Market lacks.
It used to have that maybe. Yeah, see, because big corporations and developers are here now.
Yes,
including yours, my dear.
Guilty.
You're not working at a super, you know, hipster coffee house.
No.
You're working in corporate America. You just don't know it.
I do know it.
Okay, you know it.
I'm aware. I'm self-aware.
Okay, good. So if you were to pick your ideal signs and a person to date, what would you put together?
So
between the three star moons, whatever the hell you just said.
Yeah. Your birth chart actually answers that for you.
Okay.
Going back to the houses, they all represent the
houses
something.
Of perfection.
You could say that.
Or perfection.
They're That's just what called you said. Houses.
Oh. Okay.
but so the seventh house rules relationships, and by looking at your birth chart, and I can actually pull up yours so I can
Go
tell
ahead.
You. So your seventh house is ruled by Capricorn, actually. So that means that you will find your significant other when you're doing things that fuel your passion for your career.
I will.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I think this is all true. I just am not living it enough. Keep
yeah.
going. I'm sorry.
So if you're like, you can find your potential soulmate or whoever you want to end up your life with doing something while you're working. Like
I do
very,
believe that.
Yeah, work focus. That's where you'll find your significant other. And that's just based off of the sign that rules your seventh house. And for mine, my seventh house is ruled by Taurus. So that means that I would find my future significant other doing something that is in nature, like walking around, I don't know, gardening, doing something that I love to do, which is like handcrafting. So it's also like working for me too. So it's similar, similar kind of energies. But yeah, that's what I would look for. But I also ask my tarot cards for guidance, and not just my tarot cards. So it's my spirit guides are who
I wish you would have brought your tarot cards. You could give me a reading.
I could have.
Fucker.
Yeah.
You ruined this show.
I was saying how well prepared I was, and here
you're not
you
prepared.
Go.
You brought your water bottle.
I know.
Is that filtered water?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Very filtered.
It better be, because our water is poisoned.
Michigan is pure. What do you mean? It's the cleanest.
Yeah, I know it is, but God knows how many forever chemicals are in all our water. But I'm going to be fighting against it. Don't worry. I'll fix it.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, one of my questions was, why are Americans such assholes when it comes to their coffee? But maybe you don't have that same sentiment. Why are we... Why, no other country has these combination shit that we have. We created all this.
I feel like personally
What have we done?
I believe that it's just a result of everything that the world has come to.
That first sip feeling, more like that first shit feeling.
Is that what happens when you drink coffee?
No. I don't drink coffee.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I've never seen you drink a cold brew, but I'm sure that would go.
You're damn right,
right
I don't.
Through you.
And you're getting some Snapchats. Those are from your tarot friend.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so we figured out who would be good for me. Did we figure out that? No, we figured out who would be good for you.
I did, and well,
you
yeah.
answered mine too.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What else?
Yeah, I do
about
feel
the birth chart. Would you feel you need more?
Well, I don't really read the birth chart. I just live my life.
I know, and it's reflecting off of your birth chart. So this was when already predetermined. Do you want me to read a snippet, actually?
Go ahead.
So another interesting little thing about this website is it gives you like a little story about yourself.
Oh, isn't that dynamite?
Yes. So I'm going to start as in, so your sun is in Pisces, and as the 12th and last sign of the zodiac, Pisces contains within itself a little experience of all the signs. This gives Pisces suns the ability to identify with people from all walks of life, from all backgrounds in some way. These individuals are not only changeable and adaptable, they have open minds and tremendous understanding. But Pisces itself is often misunderstood. Pisces suns may spend a good portion of their lives yearning for understanding and the other part in a state of divine discontent.
Yes.
Yes, your emotions.
I'm so not content,
chaotic
ever.
Emotions. Suffering is sometimes glamorized in the Piscean world.
Piscean.
Yes.
I'm going to start using that. Okay, thank you, witch. Anything else?
Did that resonate with you?
I know. I have ADHD, so I tuned out of a little bit, and then I came back.
Yeah.
But I was tested yesterday for it.
Really?
Yes.
So how was that ADH testing?
It sucked. I couldn't pay attention. There's no ADD. It's all versions of ADHD these days. Oh, so bad.
Was that the first time you got tested?
I failed like so many things, I feel like. It was so long. It took like 3 hours.
Wow.
3.5.
Well, it's actually more intense these days because people try to abuse getting prescribed Adderall.
Right. Which it should be more intense. That's the right thing. More overprescribed. You mentioned you play video games.
I do.
What video games?
I am strictly a PC gamer. I don't
You're strictly dickly, but okay,
yes,
go ahead.
Both, yeah. I don't believe that people who play the Xbox or PS4, the Switch, are counted as gamers.
You play computer games.
I've been playing computer games since I was 8 years old. I started off with Minecraft, and that's actually how I got involved with Twitch, which is a live streaming platform.
Okay.
And I used to actually be a moderator for a very popular Minecraft streamer back in like 2015 who had like 100,000 followers, which was crazy for me because I'm 15 and I'm like, whoa, I'm a Twitch mod. And I only became a mod because I was like very attracted to the guy who was streaming. So I was...
Was he gay?
No.
Okay.
He's straight.
So you were just there because you were
I was so infatuated. Well, at the time, like at school, like I didn't come out until I was 18, until my freshman year of college when I came home from visiting with a hickey on my neck. And my mom was like, "Who gave that to you?" And I was just like, I didn't answer. And she's like, "You're gay, aren't you?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "We knew." I'm like, "Okay."
Yeah, right. Like, they knew a long time.
Of course, it's not that hard to clock me. But
they were supportive?
Yes.
That's good. You seem very well-balanced, so I assume you had a good upbringing.
I believe I...
It's not perfect, Nick.
It's not
perfect.
Okay,
don't look for perfection in that. That's hard.
I do look for perfection, and that goes back to my Virgo moon.
Oh, boy.
I'm a perfectionist.
You Virgo moon, you.
I know. I judge heavily on everything about myself, and that includes my upbringing. I don't think it was perfect by any means, and I definitely went through so many different experiences that I believe.
But you, at the end of the day, you had loving parents, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I definitely would say that my parents love me.
Good.
It's
and they're alive?
They're alive. Okay. Alive and well.
And you have siblings?
I do. I have
I would guess you're the youngest.
That's a horrible guess.
You're the oldest.
No.
No, you're the... I don't know then.
I'm the second oldest.
Okay.
I'm the middle child.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is a bad guess I had.
I mean, I guess you're technically right in the way that I'm... So I only have one fully biological sister. And she's my older sister. So I guess in that tense, I am the youngest. But I have two younger half-sisters and one younger half-brother. But two of my siblings, my two youngest siblings, I actually raised. So I don't even consider them to be like.
What do you mean? So your parents weren't around then?
No, like growing up, my mom was a single mom.
She worked all the time.
Yeah, working. So yeah. It was just me and my sister.
So you had to help out.
Yeah, and then.
Well, that's hard for you. That's hard for a kid.
Yeah. So my younger siblings, I have a 9-year-old sister and a 13-year-old brother.
Oh wow!
So
they're really young.
Yeah. So my whole middle school and high school. Life consisted of working and taking care of my little siblings.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And also,
well, that's noble.
Yeah. I didn't have a choice. So that's why I would say.
No, you still did it though.
Yeah. Because my sister, my older sister, once she left for college, she was like deuces. And now right. She lives in Florida.
Okay. So you're more family oriented than her.
I would say just because of my mom.
Yeah.
I feel like I've...
You're close to your mom.
I am.
Good.
I feel like I'm, in a way, guilty and indebted to wanting to make her life easier because I see
not
all the
a,
stress
not,
that okay. She goes through.
That's good. Well, that's a lot of... I think that's a lot of children out there. I've felt that way. You know, when I... Now that I'm older, the last thing I want to do is put more on... My parents, I want to handle my life and not have to have them deal with it. So I want to, if I'm having a hard time, push into therapy, focus on me and medication and whatever I need to feel good. I don't want to be like this adult. It's like, oh, I need you. So I'm very not into that anymore. So, which I think that's just natural growing up.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I had any other questions for you, Nick. There's nothing you want to plug on here? People should find you? No. Or anything people should be doing?
I mean, I do... So
do you
that's
want to do free tarot card readings somewhere in a back alley?
I wouldn't say... I mean, if I do tarot readings for just whenever I'm out, if someone like comes up to me and tells me if they're interested, I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
So yeah. But with like content and stuff like that, I used to... be really into that back in like 2020 during the pandemic. That's when I tried to be a little TikTok influencer.
Yeah.
And then that kind of just got overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped that. But I do support my friend, one of my best friends, who's actually made themselves such a huge platform on TikTok.
Oh.
And her name is Naomi Hearts XO. She's a trans Latina body positive influencer.
How many followers does she have?
I think she has like 1.3
million. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot. And TikTok just got signed into band, didn't
it? I know. And she actually went to DC to try to convince like
lawmakers, right?
To not
every
ban
all
it.
A bunch of people have been doing that.
Yeah. And she just like, it was so inspiring
to me. It's not over
yet.
Legally, it's going to be challenged. But
I know. It won't go through until like September.
Yeah.
If Biden signs the bill.
He did sign it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Like this past week.
Oh, okay.
You're fucked. All right. I don't use TikTok.
You should get on it.
Okay. Well, the podcasts are the TikTok.
Yeah.
But I really focus on Instagram and YouTube. I love
Instagram is dying.
I love YouTube. It is not dying. What are you talking about?
It is dying.
It's been hot for decades. Facebook is dying.
Ask a high schooler if they have an Instagram. You should ask like 10 high schoolers.
Well, I'm going to have an Instagram and keep having one. What am I? Middle child? Youngest child or oldest child?
I definitely feel like...
And I have a big family.
You have a big family.
5 of us.
Yeah. You are giving me oldest or second oldest.
I'm the oldest.
Yeah.
You are right.
Yeah.
Because you guessed that first.
Yes.
So your visions of the future.
My intuition.
And your intuition is there.
I know it is.
So you're not bullshit. You're not bullshitting me for the last hour.
No.
Yeah. It's true. I am. I had to do it. I had to grow up and take the reins. It's my world.
Yeah. I know you've been giving me that energy this whole time. It's older sibling. It's like I'm talking to my older brother right now that I don't
have. What about
when
you first saw me walk through the coffee shop? Did that give you that?
No.
No, I'm more subdued.
Yes, definitely. Don't. I thought you were. I thought you were a little bit more on the like shy and timid side.
Nope.
But wrong. That's wrong. Eh. Yeah.
I don't know you that well.
No.
At the time.
Mm-hmm.
But now I do.
Yeah. And but I definitely see more of weird, your personality.
So I can't come back to your store.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry that I made
you're
you feel
so
that
accepting.
Way.
That was stop it. I'm not. I don't mean that. All right, Nick. We are gonna wrap up. I know you have. A work in less than an hour, and we've already gone. I'm telling you, these podcasts just write themselves. Whether they're entertaining or not is yet to be seen, but yeah, we're right at 60 minutes.
Nice.
So which is great, and it's great that we had a great convo, and it's great that you came on and did this.
Thank
you're helping
you for
me
having
out because I just need guests like in perpetuity.
Yeah.
So, Nick, thank you. In honor of Nick, Nick G, which is his famous handle on Instagram, here are the songs of the week. B2B by Charlie XCX. It's one of yours.
My favorite right now.
I do like, and I listened to it after you sent it, and I like it a lot.
I have good taste.
Sever the Blight by Hemlock. And that's you again.
Very underground, I would say.
Yeah, I didn't know what that song was. And I don't know what Hemlock is. But it was good. And then one I added this week that I'm into lately, Dance You Out of My Head by Kat Janis. And remember to listen to any of these songs that are featured today or to find any that have been played on WAG. Just search WAG playlist on Spotify. For the show's playlist, every time we release an episode, this playlist is updated. I should say, it's not to search it. You may find it, you may not. Just follow the link in my Instagram link tree. That's where it is. That's where you can find. There's like 5.5 hours of songs there. But that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening to World According to George, available anywhere you find podcasts. Remember to follow WAG_pod on Instagram and DM me anything that's on your mind, including if you want to be a guest, and I will bring it up on the pod. Otherwise, see you next time right here. Have a great week. Again, thank you, Nick. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Subscribe to WAG now and find out what George will sound off about next. New episodes drop every other Thursday anywhere podcasts are available.